I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. There are some things I may not know. There are some places that I may never go. But I am sure of this one thing. And my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Can I say that part again? There are some things I may not know. There are some places that I may never go. But I am sure of this one thing, that my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Y'all notice, y'all sing with me. Say, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real. Hey, boy, y'all sound good. Yeah, because his love is just like pure gold. Said, my God is real, for I can feel him in my... Anybody just know God is real deep down on the inside? Come on, one more time. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Said, yes, God is real. Hey, said his love for me is just like pure gold. Said my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Come on, you ought to give God a hand clap of praise on today. They don't sing them like that no more, you know. You know, now they songs are inspirational, you know. But every now and again, I need those songs that when I'm going through, that can come sit right down on it. Those songs used to have you up under the pew somewhere. All right, well, but with that being said, let's go ahead. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Look at somebody else and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Amen, and I am a lover of the word of God. Those of you that have your Bibles, and I trust that every soldier in here has a sword, go ahead and grab it and hold that power up in the air. Hold it up. If you got it paperback or if you got it on your phone, just hold it up. Amen. Let the devil know you didn't come to this place empty-handed, because everything is going down but the word of our God. All right, y'all. Y'all going to help me through this? All right, let's do this, y'all. The book of Psalms, chapter 46. Now, I pray that my co-laborers behind me follow along. So if I can't finish it, don't fan me or anything else. Just pick up the mic and finish it on. Amen. Psalms chapter number 46, beginning at verse number 10. I ain't said it yet, but I'm going to go ahead. Eager. Okay. Amen. Psalms 46 and 10. One verse of reading today. Amen. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And the Bible gives us this intelligence. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among who? I will be exalted in the what? You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I will, just for a few moments, if you give me your prayers and your amen, I promise we'll get on through this together. But just look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, praise, praise behind my pain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of y'all should have shouted right there. But there's a praise behind my pain. There was a song that said, there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. And nowadays it's so funny because so many people are dealing with so many things. So many people are going through so much, whether it's big or small or whatever. But some people are dealing with some major issues. And it sometimes hinders the praise. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and just make it seem like that just because we're saved and some of us sanctified and some of us got the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to sit up here and make it seem like that being saved is easy. I'm not going to sit up here and make it seem like that being a Christian every day is sunny outside. But what I am going to tell you is that you can have a praise behind your pain. And the thing is, Psalms 46, I love this right here. Psalms 46, it's 11 verses. 10 of those verses, the writer is talking. The writer is informing you that God is on your side. God knows how to stop wars, and God would do all this for you, and God would take care of you, and God would cover you, and God will hold you. But I love verse number 10 because the writer stops talking, and God speaks for himself. God then says, I appreciate the writer, but let me just jump right in and let them know to be still and know that I am God. But let me just piggyback and back up just a little bit, because every now and again, we sometimes have a tendency to forget because our life circumstances take control of our spiritual path. And it's a sad Christian that'll sit up there and say, no, I don't have no problems. Yeah. Being saved is not always easy. It comes with a cost. It comes with a cost, but it is beneficial, because I found out that if I'm saved, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If we look at this text right here, this text is meant to be so encouraging. It is meant to lift you up in your hard times and remind you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or about God. But here's what's crazy about this scripture. This scripture is not just encouraging, but it is to wake you up. It is to bring an awe to you, for you can understand that God has never left you, that God is in control of every circumstance and everything that you are going through. Being saved ain't easy, but when you know who's on your side, it comes just a little bit better. It comes just a little bit better. But here's what it is right here. Let's look at just verse number 1. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, God, right there. That's enough to make you shout right there. Because when I'm in trouble, God is right there. God's not going to let me get too far deep in that thing. He can reach right down and bring me back. But here's what's crazy about this scripture right here. It says, therefore, we will not fear. This is where the scripture takes a turn, because I've never seen a Christian that is not scared of something. Now, I felt, and it got a little quiet up in there, so that means some of y'all just ain't lived it. But me, there was times in my life, we talking about just in the past several weeks, that it was some things that really scared me. It was some things that took a toll to where I didn't know my right from my left, my front from my back. I don't care what anybody said, but there are some things, there are some incidents that happens in your life that is really going to scare you. Have you ever been there to where you've been at the fork in the road? You don't know which way to go. You got four stop signs on each. It's saying stop here, stop here, stop here. And you're just lost and you're stuck and you don't know which way to go. Okay, I see it's getting quiet. Maybe it was just me these past several weeks. Have you ever been there to where you felt like God didn't hear a word you said? Have you ever been there where it felt like God wasn't listening to not one thing you asked him? God turned a deaf... And we just say, hey, we just talking about just, I've had some pain, y'all. I've had some pain. And I've had some pain to where, let me tell you somebody else that had some pain right quick. Tell you somebody else. There was a man. There was a man in the Bible. They said he was an upright man. They said he was blameless. Before God, he was perfect. Before God. Yeah. And at one time the council of God and God was all meeting up. You know, you call it what you want. They were having Bible study, prayer meeting, or whatever. But they were meeting up and they were just discussing some things. And out of nowhere, not only was God and the Christians there, but the devil was there. Thank you, kind spirit. Which tells us that even though you come to church with other Christians, don't think that you ain't got a devil or two trying to come up in you. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Where the Christians are at, the devil ain't going to be too far. Well, the Bible tells us that the Lord said, hey, Satan, what you doing? He said, well, I've just been roaming, walking the earth. And he said, those who are going to and fro, that's where I've been going. And out of nowhere, God, in his wise mind, said, well, have thy considered my servant Job? And the Bible tells us that Satan... Well, I can't get to them because you got your hedge of protection around them. But let me say this and drop my hat. Ain't it good to know that even in the midst of my pain, there's a protection that God has over me? And the devil didn't question God and said, well, catch this, Lord. The only reason Job is serving you because you done gave him all this stuff. He got all this land. He got all this money, all this food, his family's prospering. The Bible said he was the biggest man in the East. I said, okay. Well, I'll take my head off of him. Do what you will and may. Can't touch his soul. All right, God. Let's talk about pain right quick, y'all. The devil said, well, God said, this is what you could do. You can't touch his soul. After that, the Bible records that the devil then just left. Oh, what do you do when God decides to call you out to be picked on by the enemy? Who told the Lord to volunteer my name for anything? Clearly, church folk get mad at that. You know, we're going to get sister such and such to make this. Ain't nobody told, you know. So the Lord said, have I considered my servant Job? And the devil then went on about his way to handle his business. Job had some pain, y'all. Job had some pain. The Bible tells us that at one point in time, people came and destroyed Job's sheep and stuff, if I'm not mistaken. And not only that, killed some of the servants. Then they said another group of people came and did the same thing to his donkeys and everything. And then on top of that, killed some of the servants. And then on top of that, they said a great fire came down and destroyed all of his crop and everything. And then after that, then it said a large windstorm came. We talk, yeah, okay. We talking about some pain. Have you ever been there to when pain has hit you left after left after left after left after left? It felt like there was no stopping it. Every time you turn around, according to the Bible, there was a messenger coming and saying, but I was the one that got away to come tell you the story. Hey, this happened too, but guess what? I was the one that got away to tell you the story. It's always somebody bringing me some type of bad news, adding pain on top of pain on top of pain on top of pain. Okay, since y'all not with me about the windstorm and all that stuff, have you ever been in a position where you had more bills than money? Have you ever been in a position to where, have you ever one time went to your refrigerator and you had steaks, you had chicken, you had ground beef, as the old folks said, you had a smorgasbord. You could choose from anything you want. But then all of a sudden you go back to where ain't no steaks there. Ain't no chicken there. Ain't no ground beef there. Ain't no pasta there. Ain't no salmon. You ain't nothing. And then you talk about you want to go to the store, but you fill on your pocket. That's all I got. That's all I got. Now your steak dinners and your chicken dinners and your ground beef dinners and all this have been left with Roman noodles, Vienna sausages, hot dogs. Y'all, I'm talking about some pain. I'm talking about some pain. We're talking about pain now, y'all. Have you ever been there to where you paid one bill and another disconnection notice done came? Y'all, we talking about some pain. I don't know about you, but I ain't always had money in my pocket. But I'm so... We just talking about pain. We talking about some pain to where it kept you up at night. Have you ever stressed out so bad to where it made yourself sick? We talking about some pain, not knowing which way to go, not knowing what's going to happen the next day. We're talking about pain. Job suffered some pain. Whew. Y'all, we talking about left and right. Job had everything and then started losing everything. Right. Left after right after left. We're talking about someone that had some pain. We're talking about someone that dealt with the loss of his money, the loss of his food, the loss of how he makes money. We talking about he couldn't even remake the money he had. And then we're talking about losing family. Y'all, have you ever been so down and out to where you invited depression in and allowed it to stay with you? Have you ever been to a point to where you didn't even believe the stuff you said anymore? You sit there and you say, Lord, I trust it, but you really didn't even believe it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because when you're really going through something, it's even so hard for you to re-quote the scriptures that you know that can bring you back out of it. But when you're really going through something, sometimes you ain't trying to think about God. I don't care what anybody say. You can talk to him out, Lord, I know you're going to make a way. But then you're still thinking in the back of your head, it ain't going to happen. Y'all, we talking about pain, y'all. We talking about pain. But have you ever been there? Just down and out, not knowing which way to turn. You can't call on nobody. You done exhausted everything. You ain't got no help. What do you do when the Lord allowed your back to get pushed up against the wall? We talking about going through things in your family. We're talking about going through things at work. We're talking about pain. Have you ever been there to where you even told God, don't even wake me up this morning. Let me just stay wrapped up in my cover. We're talking about pain right now. We're talking about pain. I got 8 minutes. I'm out of here. We're talking about pain. We're talking about pain, and in the process of that pain, the Bible tells us that Job then tore his robe. Don't tell me that Job didn't get frustrated, because the only time you rip up something is when you're frustrated. Have you ever been so frustrated that everything is making you mad? Have you ever been to the point to where you didn't want to talk to nobody? Have you ever been to the point to where you didn't want to hear nothing? Have you ever been? Y'all, we talking about some pain. And I promise you, if you acknowledge that pain, I promise you it's going to be just a little bit better. Because I'm going to tell you what Job didn't say. Job tore his robe and shaved his head. Looked towards the heavens and said, naked. I came into this world. And naked I shall leave. But blessed be the name of the Lord. And I know at times a lot of preachers didn't want to tell right then. And then immediately Job was blessed. No, it took some time before Job got that double for all his trouble. Because I want you to understand something. Weeping is going to endure for a night. But our time is not like God's time. One night could be 10 years. One night could be 3 months. You got to be able to find the praise somewhere in the pain. Y'all, I'm almost out of here. But I got to hit on this right quick. And if anybody get mad at me, please get mad at the Lord, not me. The only thing I did is wrote it down. But I'm going to say this. The Bible tells us in chapter 2 of Job. Job is going through all of this. Job is dealing with all of these problems. Job has lost everything. And in chapter 2, Job's wife. I felt to get real tight up in here when I said that. Job's wife came and said, hey, let me ask you something. What did you do? What did you do to make that man up there mad? What did you not do? What you got going on? You know, it ain't nothing you doing getting any better. You ought to just curse God and die. Just curse God. What you do? Can I say this? When a man already is down, the last person we need to beat us down even more is the person that we said God placed in our lives. The last person we need in our lives to bring us down even more is the person that's supposed to actually build us up. So you know you can't say that without saying something different. I'm so glad that I got somebody in my life that when I was down and out, she took time to pick me up and pour back into me what I poured into her. Truly, a good wife is the most precious treasure a man can find. Her husband depends on her. She is good to him every day of her life. And with her own hands, she gladly makes clothes. My lady can sew. And she is like a sailing ship that brings food from across the sea. In other words, she is the helper. To when that man is down. She prays over him when he can't even pray for his own self. Amen. She picks him up when he just want to give up. She catches the towel when he done already threw it in. And brings it back. And bags him up. Y'all, I'm just. Y'all. Men don't get a woman like Job's wife. And I'm going to leave that right there. So, when we're talking about the pain that not only that we endure, but Job endured. Job then came back around and said again, naked I came into this world. and naked I shall leave. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. There was a praise somewhere in the midst of Job's pain. Job realized that no matter what I have, it is nothing compared to the relationship that I have with my Heavenly Father. Y'all, we're talking about what happens when you bring about a praise. And you know what goes on now? You got church folk even saying that it don't take all of that. Who are you to tell me what praise I can give God? You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You ain't been where I've been, where the Lord has brought me out. You didn't go through what I went through. You can't tell me what God can do. So let me say this. Your pain can bring about your praise. And in the midst of you praising God, I know it ain't easy, but you gotta find it some way. In the midst of you praising God, your praise will then bring about power. Power to conquer every situation you're dealing with. Power to tread over. The power to move forward. I want somebody to know that I understand the pain that you're dealing with. You're not in that race alone. But I want you to understand that you got to find a praise in the midst of your pain. Even when it's hard and you don't want to, you got to find some type of praise in the midst of your pain. I know I may not have everything. I know I may be down and out. But I found out that the Lord is my shepherd. That I shall not want. He making me to lie down in a green pasture. He leading me beside the still waters. He restoring my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness. That is good for his name's. I'm just talking about finding the praise. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff is going to comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When you feel like giving up, just remember the scripture said that I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you, but I'll be with you even to the end of the world. When you can't find the praise, look at it and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When you feel like throwing in the towel, just remember he give power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I dare somebody say, Lord, hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Don't let me go. Don't let me go, Lord. Sometimes you got to sit there when you're ready to give up, when you're ready to throw in the towel. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Don't let me up, Lord. Don't let me move. Don't let me give up on you. I don't want to lose out on you. I don't want to backslide on you. I need more of Jesus. I need you right now. I need you like never before. Hold me, Lord. Don't give up on me, Lord. Don't turn a deaf ear to me. Don't turn your back on me, Lord. Don't let me up. When I feel like giving up, push me back down. I need you, Lord. Don't give up on me, Lord. Send me more power. Send me more anointing. Send me more love. Send me more joy. Send me more happiness. I rebuke the spirit of depression. I rebuke the spirit of jealousy. I rebuke the spirit of envy. Sit on me, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost. Sit on me, Lord. When I'm ready to give up, sit on me, Lord. Don't let me up, Lord. Yes! Don't give up on me, God. Don't give up on me, God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Build your thing on these things eternal. But hold on. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Hold on to God's changing hand. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Hold it.
Y'all better start coming to church with an undignified praise. A praise that has no understanding. Stop worrying about how everybody's looking at you. That's some of our problems. We too spiritually weak. Because we too concerned about how everybody else look at us. But then want to take your problems to the Lord. And you can't take time out to praise him. I know there's pain, but your pain better bring about a praise. And when your pain bring about that praise, that praise is going to bring about power. And oh, God. God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."